Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin. We got Shippy in studio with us today as well as you. You create this show. Thank you so much, Tolos, for doing what you do. And we are about to dive in, Shippy and Kevin, on another three-round mock draft. It is one of Kevin's favorite things so much that we dive in on these things all the time. But somebody kind of agrees with me. Now, I have the opinion that I think the Cowboys should feel comfortable if they put the franchise tag on Dak Prescott.
Okay.
And he does not have a deal signed, which he was asking for $33 million. Then said, no, I want more now. Well, because the market's going up, right?
Yep.
It's Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes just drove the market up, and that's what's going to happen. And so Dak Prescott's like, well, I mean, if he's making that much, why don't I just go ahead and ask for, or, you know, a little bit under that too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be paid more than Russell Wilson.
Nope.
He doesn't need to be paid, honestly, for me, he doesn't need to be paid more than Deshaun Watson.
Do you think that's how his team views it, though?
No. And it's the Dallas Cowboys he's dealing with. You are the most valuable franchise in all of sports.
I'd be like, salary cap works the same, though.
But you would like, you understand that this quarterback that you have brings in funds for you, and he brings in a ton of money for you. So we're gonna try and get everything that we can out of you. There's no reason not to. All right, there is no reason not to do that. And I want people to. It becomes very difficult when you're doing a show to not sound like you're biased in one way, right? Because, Kevin, I try to approach things in different segments from both sides, right? So with Dak Prescott, I want, as the player, go ask for everything you possibly can. Then you got to look at it from the GM side. And Stephen Jones did say, look, it's fixing to heat up. Things are fixing to heat up. And when he uses the word fixing, that right there tells you something, Kevin.
With no G?
Oh, man. That means he's serious.
If it was fixing with a G, then you'd be like, we're getting there. Fixing? It's go time.
That means he's rolling his sleeves up and he's getting prepared to really dig in on this thing.
Great.
All right?
It's not like our season's been over for a month. What have we been doing?
Well, we've been, you know, we're letting the process, Kevin.
What process?
Well, first off, you have to franchise tag.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have to.
Why?
Why have it if you're not going to use it?
Because it's going to make him mad.
See
and
what
maybe
he wants
we
to do.
Could use it on Amari.
So you want $33 million? Because we're willing to pay it to you for
if
a year.
I want to use it on somebody else.
You can use the transition tag on Amari if you want to.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it's just part of the process. The Cowboys want to drag this out. Man, there's going to be no better headline than on March 18th or whatever it is, March 16th or 15th or whatever. When they drop the headline, Cowboys place franchise tag officially on Dak Prescott, Kevin, that's going to be the most talked about story
in all of sports across
the country.
Yes.
And then you know what you have for three more months? Will he play under the franchise tag? That'll be it all the way till July 15th.
Yes.
When they finally decide on signing a contract, and then we get to go to training camp.
Oh, my God. I so don't want to sit around for all of that.
But as the owner, from the owner and GM's perspective, I think you have to prepare. Prepare for any opportunity of something to happen. I think they feel like they have a good understanding of each other. And I feel like they think they're comfortable going and running with this quarterback. I really do think that they like the quarterback and they want to, you know, put all their eggs in his basket. And I'm fine with that. I don't know if they're right or wrong, and we won't find out until the end of his contract and the end of his time here. But I also think that you can't be unprepared if something goes wrong. So Daniel Jeremiah suggested this whenever it comes down to their draft?
I can't, and a couple reasons. Number one, he passes the confetti test. I can envision Dak Prescott holding the trophy with the confetti falling. I think he's a championship caliber quarterback. But with the contract situation, Scott, not looking for a replacement, but maybe some insurance. So not in the first round, but outside the first round. Maybe you go out and you get somebody like a Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma who can develop underneath Dak in case he did end up doing the franchise thing for a couple years and then walked away. You have somebody young you can develop. But insurance, not replacement.
All right. Can you play the very first beginning of the clip? I need a ruling real quick. Fake laugh or no?
Okay.
I like the confetti line, but that was a fake laugh, I believe.
I can't, and a couple reasons. Number one, he passes the confetti test. I can envision Dak Prescott holding the trophy with the confetti falling. I think he's a championship caliber quarterback.
All right, so just... That's a fake laugh, right?
Shippy, do you have the Steven laugh? Do you have Steven's laugh anywhere?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
I want to compare the two laughs there because that was that was very entertaining.
So I am intrigued by that idea of picking up Hurts in the third round. I mean, and we talked about this yesterday, and Kavanaugh, I believe it was Kavanaugh, was throwing out there, you know, like maybe every other year you draft a quarterback just because if nothing else, quarterbacks are a commodity that for whatever reason, when you don't play them, they seem
they
to
become more
still
valuable.
Go up in value, which is super weird. See, that's a Steven's legitimately
Steven's
yucking
laugh is
it up.
Real. That's a real laugh. That's not a real laugh right there. Very good.
Nope.
Very good listen on your part. Daniel Jeremiah, though, is somebody that I really trust and respect his opinion on things. And with Jalen Hurts, here's my feeling there. I don't want to replace him.
Okay.
But I don't want to replace Dak at this point. But if they're going to try and play hardball, I have to play hardball the right way too, right? And I can't play hardball and not invest in a quarterback. So, I mean, Joe Burrow is the one that's selected to go number one overall to the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Okay.
Justin Herbert at the Dolphins. That's what they have him here at number 5.
Oh, not Tua.
Tua on the next pick to the Chargers.
Okay.
All right. So that's 3 in the top 6 picks in this this mock draft, Kevin, I'm running through right now.
Okay. That would be interesting too, because I would wonder, like, I mean, who's rolling out consistently then for the Chargers at quarterback? If you imagine Tua's not going to go until 2021, that's I don't know.
They got Jacob Eason out of Washington going to the Colts at 13.
Wow.
And then the Cowboys taking Xavier McKinney. Now, I said I'm perfectly fine with if one of these quarterbacks and you feel they're the right guy lands in your lap, and if you thought Jordan Love was the dude and you said, all right, let's go ahead and invest in that. Listen, I want Xavier McKinney because I am really risking the opportunity to get my safety if I wait until the second round. Because you're probably not going to get any Delpit or McKinney in the second round, and those guys are legit safeties. So I'm probably going to take the safety over Jordan Love, all right? But there are 5 quarterbacks in this mock draft going in the first round, and that's not even what they have in the second and third round too. So if Jalen Hurts they have in round 3, dead last in round 3. So if Jalen Hurts is there in round 3, why not go ahead and invest in a quarterback to have on just in case you're running up to, because you got to get through OTAs.
Sure.
You got to get through these practices. You could start working with this guy and have him ready to go the season, and you legitimately could get ready to go with the season and say, all right, Dak, it's on you now, man.
Would your perspective on, like, let's just say Jordan Love is your second-ranked quarterback. Then does that change your dynamic? He's sitting there at 17, and you think he's the best behind Burrow?
Absolutely.
These
are just mock drafts. But if I think that there's a quarterback there, again, like you said, because the value can be valuable to somebody else if I need it to be, I can ask somebody, hey, do you want to invest a first round pick in this guy? And they're probably going to say yes because you did too. So, but it also gives you the position of, you know, if Dak plays the franchise tag, let's say he does, all right? Let's say he comes back, and you now have that strength with this conversation. All right, Dak, you are going to play this season under the franchise tag, and if y'all – because he didn't prove it last year. I still hold firm to that. he was better. He still has some throwing issues sometimes. I think he was hurt in the Philly game, and he cost them that Philly game by being hurt. That being said, wouldn't you also like to be able to roll Jalen Hurts or Jordan Love out there in case Dak gets hurt, hurts his shoulder?
Yes.
I would love to be able to say, hey, you know what? It's fine. Let's go to the next guy. Because our goal is to get into the playoffs, not to pay superstars. Like that's our goal. So I'm perfectly fine picking a quarterback anywhere in the draft, anywhere. And I think you got to make that pretty clear if this guy really wants to play hardball with you. And Daniel Jeremiah suggests going for it in the third round. That's fine. It's very interesting that comes up, though. Yeah, thanks, man. It is very interesting that comes up. And wouldn't Jalen Hurts be like the perfect guy to have? Like, because if you're going to have a backup, don't you want to have a backup that's similar to what your quarterback is?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to change my offense too much.
And Jalen Hurts is a guy who like really came on this last year and showed that he could excel in another system. And I'll argue
he still can't throw great,
but his accuracy got better, for sure. And he showed he could excel in a like pseudo pro style system that has shown it can push people to the front of the draft. That's why I have to admit, I was a little surprised that you said third round. If he was available in the third round, I think that's definitely worth a flyer.
Yeah, and then this mock draft, Kevin, they have him at the bottom. They have him in the hundreds. They have him in the hundreds going in that at that number. So I think if you can, let's see, because in the first round they have him taken as Xavier McKinney. In the third round they have him taken Rashard Lawrence, a defensive tackle out of LSU. Man, give me every LSU product I possibly can.
Okay.
I'm perfectly fine. But they have him going at 104 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who clearly do need more quarterback help there. But the Cowboys, they have taken a cornerback, A.J. Terrell, out of Clemson at pick 51 in the second round. So, yeah, man, I hope that I'm not too crazy about this. But is that's the proper way to negotiate, right? Plan and set yourself up so that if they really do want to come at you in a different way, and Dak has to figure out how to regain leverage in that somehow.
I think it's the proper way to negotiate if you truly are negotiating over the next month or so, right? Because if you're just like, well, we gave him our contract pitch back in October and it didn't work out, so what can you do? Well, then this is obviously not the way to go about it. But if you like keep negotiating, it's not going anywhere and it's not going anywhere, then this is the way to do it. This is absolutely the way that you would do it.
Now, the other thing too, Jerry Jones has not used a first round pick on a quarterback since Aikman.
And then that year we essentially used two first round picks on quarterbacks.
In 2014, he wanted to get Manziel, right? And that, like, he was like, hey, I'm trying to get my quarterback. You guys told me not to. So,
look, I was wrong about that too.
But Steven was right though, wasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Steven was absolutely right about that.
I'm very glad that the decisions got made the way that they got made, but I think you should consider it. But like, okay, and that's why I go back to the scenario we were talking about. If you don't think like Jordan Love's a first rounder, obviously I wouldn't pull the trigger. But let's say like Jordan Love is going to be the fourth quarterback taken and you think he's the second best quarterback and you think he's a first rounder and he's on your board at 17 and he's next best player available, then hell yeah, I'll go for it. Because worst case scenario, all right, well, then you can franchise Dak and have a full-blown competition. Oh, you're going to bet on yourself again? See if you win this competition. And maybe he does. And he's like, dumbest move you ever made, like Witten said when they were drafting other tight ends.
I am curious as to whether or not this draft has, like, there are a lot of quarterbacks up in the top rounds. Is it great quarterback play, or is it there's just a lot of quarterbacks?
I think
everybody kind of needs quarterbacks.
I think the top three with Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, I would say yes, because I've heard them as like potential first round picks for the better part of like a year and a half or so. Love's ascension is a little bit different. And I mean, but then again, like that was the thought about Carson Wentz. You know, going into the year, people thought like Carson Wentz might be a third rounder or something, and then he skyrocketed.
All right, what do you think about this? Do you think that drafting Hurts would add any pressure to Dak?
Yes.
You do?
I think anytime you draft someone at the position that you play could cause some heat.
Okay. All right. Because it more so than signing a veteran as a backup.
What kind of, give me an example of a veteran.
That's
if it's Cam, that hell yeah, that's pressure.
That's big. That's a big time. That's a big time sign.
If it's Andy Dalton, no.
Huh.
If it's somebody that I legitimately think is could take over the starting job.
Do you think Andy Dalton is the same quarterback, like is the same level as Dak?
No. No.
You think he's better?
Hell no.
You think he could have gotten this team to 8-8 last year?
No.
Interesting.
I don't think Andy Dalton is good at quarterbacking anymore. There was a minute, but I think that minute has come and gone.
All right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, this should be interesting. Could the XFL actually overtake any of the major DFW pro sports? Looking at you, Stars. Talk about it next right here on the Fan.
877-881-1053. Could the XFL actually overcome any of the DFW sporting teams we have here? Could the Dallas Renegades become more important than the Dallas Cowboys? Kevin?
Well, okay. Not the Cowboys aren't the team that jumped to mind.
Oh, okay. 877-881-1053. Do you think the Renegades can overtake? And this, again, I will stand firmly on this. I believe this is B-level football, and I believe everybody else agrees on that. Kevin buys in on the idea that it's football, so it's going to be good.
Yep.
Like it's just because, or it's going to be football, and that's all that matters.
Yes, I do agree with that.
And I know whenever we talked to Colby about this, Colby was like, it's a Dallas team. It's my team. I love my teams, and so I'm going to support a Dallas team no matter what. And I support it. I get it, but I'm just not in because it's the quality of it. I feel is going to be different.
Okay.
I am interested though in some of the rules changes. Some of the rules changes are kind of cool.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Some of their rules are pretty.
We've done that.
Yeah, no, but I'm just interested in
just
seeing how it works.
Which one is it? The kickoff or is it the extra point? Like, which one has got you?
Is it the double pass? Is that what it is?
Yes, as long as you're behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
All right. See? So you're kind of in.
That's something I'm interested in seeing how they take advantage of that.
What about the fact that Yard Barker has us listed in the power rankings as number one?
Are you kidding me? We're
no
the number
way.
One team, Shippy. Nice. Already?
Already. We're favored by 10 points this weekend.
Oh, I'm gambling on that.
Dude, so I heard Choppy this morning.
That's your fault that I know that, by the way.
And they stay there. I heard Choppy talking about this morning. He was like, dude, if you can learn the XFL, you are going to clean house.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas. He said, just like the WNBA. If you know the WNBA, you can clean up. And I was like, you need to talk to Reggie because Reggie knows the WNBA
God,
better than anybody I know. Y'all need to take advantage of that money.
Okay. From the 214, they might pass FC Dallas. From the 972, they could overtake the Sidekicks, got to throw the Mesquite Outlaws in there, and possibly pass FC Dallas. From the 972, college football is B-level football. We like college, right? That is an interesting take on that.
My bad. Should I say C-level football then?
So you think this is worse than college football?
No.
You do not? Okay.
I think the money spent on the franchises will not be like, I mean, you're seeing they converted the old Rangers stadium.
All right. So I want to test something.
All these colleges have their own stadiums.
Dallas Renegades play the, let's say they play Texas. Who are you picking to win?
UT?
Yes.
Texas.
Okay. Dallas Renegades play like Montana State. Or ULALA or something like that.
I think ULALA could stand a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weren't they trying to get away from the being called ULALA?
Oh, yeah.
Like they were like, hey.
No, sorry, I'm not part of the marketing board or anything like that. So do you think they would beat
Mizzou's
Missouri?
Win.
All right. From the 903, yeah. It's basically just pro wrestling with a ball, right? And that's one of the things. Is there, like, they even had a financial conference call just the other day. They are trying to move as far away from that notion as possible that they are related in any form or fashion to the WWE. Vince McMahon, obviously the chairman of the WWE, has put $500 million of his own money into this, but he said there will not be any crossover. So you don't think, and I've seen like people saying Allen Americans, the Dallas Wings. Do you think he could make a run at like the Stars?
No.
No.
Okay. Just like.
Well, it depends on like what you, like, are you considering this based on TV ratings? Or are you considering it based on attendance?
Yeah, attendance to a certain degree. And I know attendance is kind of unfair because like the Stars are obviously always going to be capped at just under 20.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, theoretically, I don't think they have it configured for that just yet. But theoretically, you could put what, probably 55,000 people in that stadium when you include the turf that you could take up.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think it's configured for that right now. So let's say it's configured for, I don't know, probably 20 to 30,000 people. If we can go off of like attendance percentage.
Uh-huh.
All right. So like if they're filling it 90 to 100%.
Yeah. Well, if they do that, then yeah, they might. Well, I don't know. The Stars have been drawing pretty well this year. One thing that I just thought of is, you know, you just mentioned that they're the favorite, that, you know, Yard Barker has them winning the whole thing, the Dallas Renegades, that is. I wonder if it would kind of have that same impact that Vegas, when their first hockey team did super well in their first season, and now the Vegas Golden Knights is like a hot ticket. And I mean, it's a little bit different because it was the only professional sports team there.
But this is the
I wonder if that
football
success
right now,
out of the gate, yeah.
And that's,
if that would kind of capture some of that, you know, that, that fandom.
And that's what I think is, because right now, obviously, you have the NHL regular season, you have the NBA regular season, but I think there's a reason that people count down to pitchers and catchers. And I don't think it's strictly because they focus just on how much they love baseball. Like, sure, that's a part of it, but that's like the next big thing that you have going. And this fills that gap perfectly, which makes me wonder, like, Dallas Renegades have two home games or whatever, and they win their first four overall games, and everyone says, hey, I had fun. Plus, that's the other thing. Don't rule out how much more inexpensive the Renegades are than the Stars, because I love the Stars, but those tickets ain't cheap. Like, they don't run the Mavericks $4 sale or whatever.
All right, here's something that's very interesting to me, because you asked me, you know, my big concern is how seriously these guys are going to take it,
like the players.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't look at Bob Stoops and say that I think that he's going to take it like not seriously, because that's just how he functions, right? Like, he's been at the highest level.
Sure.
He also took a $160,000 pay cut. He was as a special assistant to the athletic director at OU. He was being paid $325,000.
Oh.
To kind of just show up.
Sure.
And he's now
job for
making
life sort of thing.
He's now making $162,000.
Okay.
And I don't know what the incentive is there. Now, maybe he's just like, I have money. You know, like, maybe that's the thing with him, is he's like, I got money. I've made $5 million a year at OU as the head coach. I'm fine. Maybe that's the situation, but I'm trying to figure out what his incentive is other than pride. And that's what makes me actually think that there's going to, because he knows how to coach at the highest level, right? And the coaches that they have aren't a bunch of chumps that are just showing up. But they got to convince these guys that, A, this could be a stepping stone, or B, this could be the greatest way to be on the ground floor of something that could change and rock what the NFL is. So I'm wondering what the motivation is for the players to play at elite level.
I think it's going to be getting back into the NFL.
And see, that's the problem, though. That's the problem for me. Until they can start stealing some recruits from college before they go off, and until then, which, Kevin, I think it's going to be a long, I think they are in for a long haul.
Yes.
Vince McMahon is not here just to be like, hey, we're out in a couple of years.
And you know the reason that you can tell that, not only because of the money he has invested, is because they already have TV. You realize they have a multi-network every game TV deal? Every single game for the XFL is going to be on television. That's smart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And And I think that they want to see it be a success. I just don't know that I'll ever say it was if it doesn't overcome the NFL.
Okay.
But that's because we've never seen anything, because the Super Bowl trophy mean we're conditioned that it means something, although it's just a trophy.
Would there be other metrics that would be successful? So let's say I'm just going to use Bob Stoops because he's the coach of this team. Let's say they win two of the first three championships and he becomes the coach of the Jaguars.
Okay.
Like, is something like that, or some guy wins XFL MVP, makes it to the NFL, and makes the Pro Bowl. Like, are those metrics by which you'd be like, oh, dang.
Maybe. You know, but I think there needs to be some more stories, but they need to steal some guys. They need to make it look as if the league is growing into something that's on the same level, because they got to have the same kind of talent. Otherwise, it's just second tier talent that was wasted in the NFL.
Would you want to see kids?
I want to see college players skirt it in the NFL and say, this is where the better money is going to be for my future.
What if they took straight out of high school?
Oh, man, no. I can't do that. Here's the reason. You go back and look, I don't think there's a single high school football player that's ready to go in the NFL.
Okay.
When I see, because they're kids, man, physically, their bodies are not conditioned for it yet. They're just not physically ready to go. You watch the difference between a kid that goes from college to the NFL workout program and how much bulk they put on just doing that. And man, it's even dramatically different just from high school to college. Imagine how much more you have to gain without, you know, going to college. And being in college is important for a football player. I'm not sure that it's that much of a difference for basketball, because there's a different, like, speed can be such a big factor. But the physical build of a player, the strength that it takes to fight grown men, is completely different. Especially grown men that can bench 700 pounds.
So Trevor Lawrence was the example that I just kept using, but I guess that's probably not going to happen, because it would need to happen like right now. But I do wonder if they would be able to pick off one of those elite, like, college level players. Because that's what we talked about before. That's what made the USFL viable to a lot of people, is they picked up Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker had won the Heisman Trophy. And this is before people left college to go to the pros early. And then he was in the USFL. People wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I know who Herschel Walker is. I want to see that. So that's why I always use Trevor Lawrence as an example. You saw him win a championship and then make it to the national championship. If he went to an XFL team, people would be in.
But can they year over year make it financially more important to those players to go to, instead of going to the NFL, to go there? That's what they got to, at some point, they got to level that balance.
Like, they have to keep them for their whole career, you saying? Or
no, just to get guys to come, to get more players, to, instead of having that Herschel Walker be the face, to have multiple teams that have multiple players that are capable of being at the NFL, but they chose this instead. They got to be able to financially make it make sense for those players to choose it rather than for me. And because I still think the NFL is the highest quality. And I don't think that what am I going to get? One quarterback that I get kind of interested to see? I can see that in the NFL.
And that is interesting. So I think people's bar for success for this is going to be different.
Or I can go watch baseball, you know? I still have pro, like, real legitimate pro sports.
But how many people don't feel that way? Like, how many people are like, I'm a football fan? Like, they're not a generalized sports fan. They're just like, I'm a football fan, and this level of football is better than baseball.
And this level of football is better than hockey.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I think the best at the best, that's what we want. The best at what they do, and these guys, to me, aren't the best. The guys that are playing hockey are the best at their hockey.
Sure.
And so that's what I want to see. But you're right. There might be people that are just football fans, and they're fine. And there are a lot of people, Kevin, that I think are Dallas fans. And so they're going to support whatever Dallas team is out there. And that's really like, man, since we're power ranked at number one,
this team goes 10-0 or 9-1 and makes it to the championship. People are going to jump in on that, I think.
Gosh, can you imagine if they won a championship before the Cowboys?
Oh, I'll bet on that. Who do you think is more likely to win championship first? Give me the Renegades.
Yeah.
Because of Stoops?
Well, no, because the Renegades are power ranked number one, and we've won nothing in 25 years. That's just basic logic right there.
Who do you want to win more, though?
I mean, obviously the Cowboys.
But if the Renegades win one...
be pretty cool to win the first one.
Yeah, the first one would be pretty awesome.
Then one day, when XFL 100 goes down, I mean, look back.
I might be on the wrong side of history on this. But I feel like I would trade any number of Renegades championships for just one more Cowboys Super Bowl. So.
Wow. You're a Renegades hater.
Okay, please.
Here, you got had the chance to start fresh, and you're just like, nope. Support the Cowboys through and through.
I'll support the Renegades forever unless they lose to the Battle Hawks. Then I'm out. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is Giannis the worst NBA All-Star game captain?
Yes.
Why does he hate Luka? We'll talk about all that next right here on The Fan.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Charles Barkley goes in on the 76ers. That must have been painful for him, right?
As he should.
Because he was drafted. He was drafted by the 76ers. And he had to dig in on them just a little bit, and we'll get to that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get to that. This is Charles Barkley, man, accusing his basketball team that drafted him of being maybe the worst.
You know, I picked the Sixers to get to the finals. I think they are the softest, mentally weakest team that had a bunch of talent. They are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Damn.
They got a lot of talent,
the Browns,
and they talk the talk, and that's it. You know, I picked the Sixers.
Damn. I want Shaq in the background just like giving her instant analysis of how we all feel about the Cleveland Browns in that moment, because that's really what that was a reflection on.
Yes, that was essentially the whole world going, the Browns? Whoa.
Damn.
That's a dig. And you know what, though? Like, is he wrong? Because the 76ers
not wrong.
Are, like, came out of last night's game, and Al Horford, I believe, was like, we're still trying to find ourselves right now. And they have all this talent, but they can't get it to work. Shaq went hard after Embiid, calling him soft. And saying how he plays defense is soft. And Embiid, Kevin, he's never been a very motivated player.
No.
I mean, he's the one that had the knee injury.
Yes.
And then took it off and did a dunk contest in Vegas.
To show off for the ladies.
And they would put healthy food in his house. They would bring, Shippy, they would bring fruits and vegetables, fill up his refrigerator, fill up his food bowls in his kitchen. And then they would go back to restock it, and it was all wilted and molded because he didn't eat any of it.
Well, you know, he just wasn't hungry.
No, he ate. He just ate junk food all the time.
Oh.
So instead of being a motivated athlete to go out there and do something great.
They should have froze the grapes.
Yeah, Noel. No,
that's how you eat them.
They would still be in the freezer, Shippy.
Well, they won't mold.
You're right. But that's what he would do, Kevin. He just said, hey. You know, if somebody pushes him, he'll do it for a little bit.
Right.
But then beyond that, he has no self-motor. And Ben Simmons is not a three-point shooter. So as talented as he is, he hasn't gotten better at the weakest part of his game. Also a place that the entire NBA is transitioning into becoming a three-point league. So the 76ers they have all this talent and they can't figure out how to put it together. And Charles Barkley had to call him out for it.
He's right, too, about them being soft. Is there has been many times where I would think if you just wanted to try to out-physical them and push them down, they wouldn't fight back. So I totally get that.
So that's Charles Barkley going in on that. By the way, don't forget, at 1 o'clock, we do have Michael Irvin joining the show.
Ooh.
We'll talk to him about he's got a thought on Leighton Vander Esch we need to definitely discuss with him. Also, Kevin, Giannis is the worst captain ever. And I think this is now a universal thing, right? And somebody just said the T-Wolves are soft too. What a disappointment they are. Did you see how Karl Anthony Towns greeted D'Angelo Russell last night? He met him on the runway at the airport with a jersey.
Like embrace and stuff?
Yeah, they did. They hugged and everything.
Okay. Wow.
What is that song right
there? That's from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? The NBA All-Star Selection Team, Kevin. LeBron absolutely abused Giannis.
Did nobody tell Giannis that you could pick from the other group of players?
I don't think that they, I don't think he did. Here's the Western Conference All-Star starting lineup. This is picks 1, 3, 5, and 7. All right. LeBron, Anthony Davis is pick number 1.
Yep.
Pick number 3 is Kawhi.
Yep.
Pick number 5 is Luka. Oh. And pick 7 is James Harden.
Oh.
Here's what team Giannis did, which leaves everybody yawning.
Okay.
What?
That's disappointing.
Joel Embiid, the man who does not eat the food, the health food that's given to him. Pascal Siakam, who's good.
Pascal Siakam's a nice player.
He's good. Is he Kawhi?
No. He ain't Luka either.
Kemba Walker.
Okay.
Are you taking Luka or Kemba Walker?
Obviously, I'm taking Kemba.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking Luka. Man. I'm taking Luka.
And
I'm
then he
kidding.
Took Trae Young. He had a chance to get James Harden. Again, I feel like this is his Jimmy Butler moment where he's just like, I'm going to roll in with the bench squad and we're going to beat you. And I really hope that it becomes competitive because Giannis is competitive, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the most competitive dude we've ever seen.
And then he made a really curious pick after that, too, when you open it up to the reserves. His first pick was Chris Middleton over Damian Lillard. Like, Dame might be the best player in the NBA at this moment in time. And he's like, I'm going to take my teammate. They're going to get freaking rolled in this game.
But I do wonder if it was the idea of, hey, I kind of do want to make it an East-West thing. Whenever Steph had this opportunity, they were in the same conference, right? They were both in the Western Conference. So it was one of those things where it was just like, all right, we're just picking guys. I think Giannis was like, no, I kind of want it to be more traditional East versus West kind of situation.
I hope so, because either that or the league doesn't think Luka's that great.
What are you doing?
I mean, he took Joel Embiid and Pascal Siakam ahead of Luka.
Okay, all right. But all right.
I also wouldn't have taken Kawhi Leonard over Luka because you know he's not going to care.
Well, you've taken Embiid over
no.
Luka. So you're taking Anthony Davis over Luka?
Yes.
And that's it? Not Harden?
Of the starters, I would take Harden because I think he's going to care the most about showing everybody. And then I would have taken Davis, Harden, Lillard over Luka. But Lillard's in a separate category. But that's just because you know he cares too. He's like, not a starter, huh? Okay. So like, I would take those people for being motivated.
From the 903, Giannis is trying to win MVP, getting all the scrubs so that he can shine. Get his shine on right there.
Okay.
All right, so for Luka though, like you knew he was going to be a starter. How special do you think that's going to be to start with LeBron's team?
I think he mentioned about how he had dreamed about this since he was a kid. And then when you factor in, like, just think about it. You're starting lineup, and there's a really good shot that you operate the point more often than not. Is Luka, Harden, LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis. Like, those are 5 of the best 6 players in the NBA. And that's
you think Luka's going to be the ball handler on that team?
I definitely think he could be.
And that's a wild team. I think you have 4 guys that could do it, right?
Sure. I might not always want Kawhi running the point, and I definitely don't want Davis running the point. But the 3 others, I certainly would agree with that. But if I'm LeBron, I always want to try out like what the next part of my career is going to be like and just see, hey, if I've got a super good point guard that can just be lobbing me things or setting me up for corner threes or whatever, is that what I should be doing?
Did he not get that with Dwayne Wade whenever he was teamed up with
him? No, because he operated the point, essentially. And so I would just be curious to see how that plays out. But yeah, think about it. You have 6 of the best players on the planet, and 5 of them are in your starting rotation. That's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that team right there is the best. It's got the most star caliber players, and it's the one that I'm looking at the most, getting excited for.
From the 425, Giannis is going to need to score 60 in the fourth quarter. From the 903, I applaud Giannis. He obviously did it purposefully. And then from the 6A2, Luka might not even play. I wouldn't pick him because of that. And I do get that because obviously he's out with an ankle injury, but I also believe he is very motivated to be in that game.
I think the franchise wants him to play. I think the Mavericks want him to represent them, you know, not just as a guy, but I think they wanted him to show off.
Is this only the first or second time they've ever had someone straight voted in as a starter? Because I think Dirk was an injury replacement a couple of times, but I think maybe Kidd once. But outside of that, we do not have a lengthy track record and maybe no track record.
Didn't we like post billboards to try to get Finley in back in the day?
Yes.
Too,
and like that was even to the All-Star game. I'm even saying like as a starter, I think he might be the first or only second Mavericks player to get straight up voted in as a starter.
And that's the thing too, though. Cuban is right when he talks about how the NBA, like players that come into the NBA, they already have a brand. Most times they already have 2 million followers by the time they get out, you know,
sure,
to the NBA because of what they've done. So like they didn't even have to do a campaign for these guys because now with social media, by the time they draft players, they're already becoming superstars. And so like, that's not the same in every other sport, like Major League Baseball. You have to find a guy and be like, who is this guy? Does he even tweet? Because they wouldn't even let those guys tweet for the longest time.
Yeah.
Like hey, don't tweet your highlights because Major League Baseball owns the rights to your highlights. We'll shut down. We will shut down your Twitter if you do that. And then what happens we see with the Mavericks, man? They're doing highlights all over the place. Twitter's filled with NBA highlights all the time. You see what Andre Drummond said after he was traded? He's not happy.
I'm sure.
He said if there's one, he tweeted this out, Kevin. If you put it on Twitter, it's for real. He said, if there's one thing I learned about the NBA, there's no friends or loyalty. I've given my heart and soul to the Pistons, and to have this happen with no heads up makes me realize even more that this is just a business. I love you, Detroit. And then continued, you will always have a special place in my heart. But on to the next, Cavs. Hope you're ready. Let's finish the year right off the right way in a butterfly. I don't know what that means.
All right. I was ready to be on Andre Drummond's side, and then he had to tell a lie.
He had the butterfly.
No. This came out of nowhere. Stop it.
You don't think he believed?
Stop it.
You think nobody in the Pistons organization told him?
Oh, no. I maybe believe that, but you can't say it came out of nowhere when everybody else knows there's a good chance you get traded. Like, if everybody else outside of the world that you're in knows something had happened, you should just be, like, somewhat aware of it. He could say that no one from the organization told him, and I believe that because, you know, people in all walks of life are shady. But to say that you had no idea this was going to happen, come on, dude. No idea.
Yeah, I think he totally bought into the mindset.
Stop
that
it.
He was going to be a Detroit Piston. He was asked to give his all for the city, and he was like, I want to be here. And then they went and traded him, and he was just like, oh, man, thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, did you see what Pat Mahomes just tweeted?
Just a whole bunch of dollar signs? That's all I would tweet if I was Pat Mahomes.
Mecole Hardman tweeted, ready to get training with that guy, Dez Bryant. And then Dez Bryant tweeted, yes, sir. Let's get it, brother. And then, Kevin.
Pat Mahomes?
Pat Mahomes said, I'll see you there.
Oh, no. Is Pat Mahomes about to turn Dez Bryant into a usable NFL player again?
The wall of hot takes may take a big hit if Dez Bryant gets back in the league with Pat Mahomes.
Right,
my gosh.
Still don't think Dez can play very well anymore, but if you put him with Pat Mahomes, then I'll reconsider all my decisions. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with, well, it's good timing to get some insight there. Let's talk with the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Woo! Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.